Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. He unveiled it last night to mixed reviews. President Obama outlining his plan to increase jobs in the U.S. The bill would cost well over $440 billion and would involve both spending and tax cuts. To talk about how successful this latest effort is likely to be, I'm joined by David Logan, an economist at the Tax Foundation based in Washington, D.C. David is a former Brookings Institute researcher. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Obama is offering $8 billion in tax credits for companies that hire workers that have been unemployed for 6 months or more, $5 billion in tax incentives for companies that invest in equipment and plants. Now, that seems like one area of the plan that the president is likely to find common ground with House Republicans on. Do you agree that these kinds of incentives could, in fact, help grow jobs?
I agree with you on the expensing notion of encouraging capital investment through this 100% expensing. That is where he's going to find some common ground. Will it actually improve growth? No, in my opinion, it will not. For the simple reason that some of the biggest companies that make the largest capital investments in the country, these projects are not groundbreaking ready, if you know what I mean. And they're unlikely to be so during this window of the tax credit. So the only people that they're really helping are the people for which these kinds of projects were already going to take place during this year-long window. So you're not really spurring any new economic growth as far as that's concerned.
What about this other part where he's giving tax credits for employing folks that have been out of work for 6 months or more?
You know, this is something that's extremely politically popular on both sides. You know, everyone listening, this payroll decrease is going to affect. So everyone is kind of in favor of that. What we've seen, though, is that these type of incentive programs for hiring tend to shift hiring. So what we can't control for as economists are which businesses were likely to make this investment anyway. If they were likely to make it anyway, it's definite wasteful government spending. And really, even the economists that kind of come up with these incentives will tell you that it really only works on the margin. So if a company wasn't going to already make these hires, maybe they were a couple thousand bucks short, then this actually will encourage them. But that, again, that's at the margins. And we're talking large investments in people, mm-hmm. for new hires. That's a large investment in just salary. And then you add costs of training on top of that. You know, we're talking, you know, really marginal benefits, in my opinion.
I mean, these are essentially then tax cuts to encourage businesses to hire. If this is not a working strategy, what really do you think would encourage businesses to hire here in the U.S.?
Well, I really think something that President Obama hit on last night that struck a chord with me was his idea of corporate tax reform. That's something else that I've seen in Washington seems to have fairly bipartisan support to kind of neutralize our base by eliminating some tax expenditures, closing some loopholes, and at the same time lowering the corporate rate. In my opinion, this makes the United States much more globally competitive. And the more globally competitive we are, you know, intuitively and logically, the more jobs that are likely to spring up. And this is more likely because this is a long-term project. This isn't a short temporary holiday. This is something that business investors, owners of small businesses can look at and say, all right, we know this is going to be policy for a long time. We're now a little less afraid to make some investments that we were afraid of before. Mm-hmm. And technically, with a temporary holiday, they still would be afraid to make.
You know, here in Michigan, Republican state lawmakers are actually doing just that. We're dramatically changing the way we tax businesses with some very significant business tax cuts. Although Democrats are quick to point out that there really is no clear correlation between tax cuts and job growth. Is that not, in fact, the case?
They can point out that there's no correlation between job growth and corporate tax cuts by making some assumptions that may or may not be realistic. So in absolute terms, that might be the case. Have we seen these policies on a large enough level and lasting for long enough? No. And on the state level, anyway, part of this is because you see a lot of state competition, interstate competition between bordering states or states with similar competition for similar companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things, as far as states are considered, may kind of offset the actual corporate rates stimuli, but there's still these lowering of the rates is absolutely still a good idea, and getting rid of some tax expenditures makes your economy a lot less distortionary.
I'm talking to David Logan, an economist at the Tax Foundation. David, the plan includes $50 billion in funding for highways and rail construction and $25 billion to modernize schools. Isn't that a good idea to invest in our infrastructure, especially when it means additional jobs?
That's a question posed in a tough way. I as much as I love the idea of infrastructure, and the president's correct that, you know, we do have a lot of infrastructure that's graded poorly by the Corps of Engineers. I can't really talk to the specific infrastructure, but what I can talk about is the fund, the bank that he's talking about. This $10 billion bank that he's talking about to incentivize private investment, in my view, is kind of hogwash. It's more of a political buy-in tactic, to make people think, oh, you know what, we are going to use some private funds. But really it's government incentivation and more government, interference. Putting some money into schools, really all I heard from the president last night was that, putting money into schools, making schools better, modernizing them, will help our children learn more. And the only statistic that I saw on that, actually, you can go to the White House's fact page, and they'll give you a chance to watch his address with their charts. And it's interesting. The only statistic I saw that said something like 44% or maybe, no, actually it was higher. I think it was 87% of principals say that better physical conditions lead to better learning. So that's not a statistical, no-brainer to me.
Right.
If you're going to make an argument, make it with some robustness.
Well,
and that
mm-hmm.
just doesn't pass the test for me.
Understood. Now, unemployment benefits, President Obama wants to extend federal benefits. Over 40% of unemployed workers in the U.S. have been out of a job for more than 6 months.
Correct.
Since this money is likely to flow right back into the economy, don't you think this is a good time to take this action?
Unemployment benefits right now, that's another thing. I was not for the extension to 99 weeks in the first place. My main problem with extending the 99 week length is that, when does it stop? With policies like these, if we continue not to see clear-cut returns like we didn't with the American Reinvestment Recovery Act, when do these policies stop? The payroll tax holiday is another one. Such things are really hard to pull back. The housing interest refinancing is another one. These involve a lot of regulation. And my concern is that over the long haul, they're more economically ruinous. In the short term, they're very politically popular, and they could bolster economic growth like in a year. We saw Mark Zandi from Moody's come out and say that today. But if we're talking about lowering the deficit and the debt over the next 10 years, we should not be short-sighted. Our policies really should be long-term, aimed mm-hmm. at long-term solutions. And I feel for those people who have been unemployed for more than 6 months. I have been unemployed before for almost that long, so I know what it's like. But from as unbiased a point of view as I can come from, that's not my take. It's not great policy to extend again because it enhances, this uncertainty into the economic environment.
We got about 30 seconds. I hesitate to ask this, but let's make it quick. Some say if we don't take this kind of action now, we are likely to fall back into a recession. Do you think that is possible?
I think that if we don't take some action, that is possible. Like I said, though, I think the most prudent and efficient use of our legislators' time is to reform comprehensively our U.S. corporate tax code, move to a territorial system of taxation where companies aren't charged tax on earnings earned abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that could in and of by itself make a big difference to the U.S. economy.
Excellent. David Logan, an economist at the Tax Foundation. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.